Three, here we go. Hi everybody, welcome to this podcast. And I'm so excited for this podcast because I'm having a great guest with me, a special guest whom I wanted to connect with for so long because I heard so much about his book called as The Friends of Eber. And his expertise in the Hebrew living letters, and he's going to bring on the table for us a Hebrew letter, and I believe it's just going to enrich us and bless us whatever knowledge that he has, and we also he will teach us how to engage with that living letters. So here we have Daniel Zadaya Cook. And also with him, we have his wonderful wife with him. So welcome both of you. And what an honor to have you on our podcast. Thank you so much for accepting an invitation.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Vernal. Thank you. We are so honored. You know, I think I told you this before that for quite some time, Yahweh has spoken to us about India. Yeah. And I knew that Yahweh would bring about a connection with India.
Yeah.
And so I'm so thankful that we've connected and connected with you, because there was an instant bonding of our spirits the moment Amen. That we talked. It was like family that we didn't even know we had before. And yeah. The same thing with your group. We love you guys so greatly.
Yes.
And just amazed to see what Yahweh's going to do throughout the rest of this time together. I'm learning so much from you all, and I hope that I can give you back at least just a little bit of what you've given us. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay, so what do you have to get for us on the table today?
Well, you know, we spoke about talking about the living letter Gimel. I know that Pastor Sugi, and I'm so thankful for Pastor Sugi and Ruth, who connected us in through the Asia region as well, and was going to be a connection, but then another friend of ours kind of slipped in and connected you and I, Miss Jen, who
Jen
connected you and I. And I'm so thankful for that. But I want to talk about Gimel, if that's okay.
Yes.
Because Gimel is a living letter that I think we know a good bit about, because a lot of times we hear it as the letter that talks about a camel.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like any other letter. Mm-hmm. That's not the only picture that it can have. There are other ways that you can see this beautiful living letter. So I want to share out my screen just so that you guys can see a picture of the living letter Gimel. Because it's in this living letter itself that we begin to see really a hidden mystery inside of it. Now, from a Hebrew perspective, one of the great things about Gimel is that Gimel runs back and forth between the house and the door. So it's right between Beit and Dalet for a reason, because it runs back and forth between the two, and it takes of the treasures of the heavenly places. Pastor Vernal, when we've gone to, you know, when we were part of your daily meditation the other day, when I had a chance to be a part of that, it was a time of going up into the heavenlies and seeing from a heavenly perspective. And it's in that place that we begin to see a vision of what Yahweh is saying to us. We begin to see a vision of him more than anything. You know, I want to kind of bring that into that place, because I know that sometimes I used to go to the heavenlies because I wanted to see what Yahweh wanted me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I began to get very convicted because Yahweh was like, but you come here, you show up, and I tell you what I want you to do, and then you leave again.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to stay here with me. Mm-hmm. Why can we just stay here together? What is the most important thing, what you do or who you are with me, and that intimacy with you and I? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yes, sir, that's the truth. And I realized that from that place, I didn't have to leave the secret place. Mm-hmm. And so I could remain in that communion with him all the time and then just hear what it is that he's telling me to do for right at that moment. You know, what is your word right now? How do I apply that word right now?
Yeah.
And so that's how it began. And so when we go into the heavenlies, we're looking into the face of the Father. Mm. And any time that we spend a lot of time looking into the face of the Father, think about it, we start to become what we're beholding.
Wow. You know,
just like you were talking about with the chakras, right? Mm-hmm. And you're talking about the perspective of the place of focusing on the heart itself, focusing on that intimacy with Yahweh.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful expression of the place that I have with Almighty Yahweh that I don't ever want to let go of. And it's a looking at and focusing on and remembering those things. How often does the scripture talk about us meditating on his promises and meditating on his love, meditating on who he is in us and through us? Wow. So what the question is, though, Pastor Vernal, what do those things bring? Mm. Because just like I said a moment ago, in the fact that I become what I behold, I begin to see even myself from a different perspective. Mm. And that I begin to realize that there is a treasure hidden inside of me. Mm. You see, there's a treasure. Yahweh, you know, we've heard it before when we talked about the place of the measure of faith, right? Mm-hmm. That Yahweh has given each one of us a measure of faith.
Yeah.
And our heart begins to cry out, Yahweh, I want more faith. I want to know more about you, and I want to have more faith. Mm-hmm. But then Yahweh showed me the living letter Yud. Mm. And it's a tiny little dot. It's the smallest of all of the living letters. Mm-hmm. And it was out of this little tiny Yud that Yahweh pulled the intent of his heart out of his heart, and he placed it into an expanse that he had just created to place creation into. And then it exploded, and it became all that we see in creation, that one little tiny dot that science says was negative 10 to the 23rd power, which means modern day microscopes couldn't even see it. It was so small, but yet it exploded into the very earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything else, all in the cosmos, the observable and the not observable universe was created from that one little tiny dot. Mm. How much more so is faith inside of us?
Wow.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Wow.
And so when Yahweh began to show me the living letter Gimel, I began to look at it from the place of that pearl of great price. That one little tiny pearl, that one little tiny thing where the farmer went out and found this pearl of great price. He went and sold all that he had to buy that field so that he could have a hold of that pearl of great price. Mm-hmm. And so it's in that place that Yahweh is beginning to say, look at the pearl of great price that I have put inside of you. You are a treasure that far exceeds everything that earth could ever imagine. I have put my treasuries of heaven inside of you and given you access to those treasuries of heaven.
Wow.
Now, how does this all have to do with the Gimel? Well, number one, we have to begin with the understanding that what do the camels? Because one of the ways that you can see Gimel is as a camel. Mm. So how do we see a camel? Well, you know, the first thing I think about when I think about a camel is particularly the Silk Road, right? And how from India and Asia and from the East, how the camels would come along and they would be laden with treasures and with spices and with jewels and so on. And they would take them to trade in the West, right? Yeah. And so the Silk Road was this place back and forth where there was this beautiful, beautiful ability to not only gain wealth. So now we're talking from a business perspective. Mm-hmm. So if you want to break it down into modern terms, let's break it down into trade on a business perspective. Mm-hmm. You see, and Gimel has a lot to do with that trade, a lot to do with the exportation and the importation, the moving, the back and forth, the trade of treasures of one kind to the treasures of another kind. Wow. And so it's really talking about the exchange and the trade of treasure. Mm-hmm. Well, Pastor Vernal, you and I both have a treasure inside of Michelle, has a treasure inside of her.
Amen.
And it's that treasure inside of each one of us that as we get this opportunity to sit down and talk, as we begin to converse with one another, to really, if you will, break bread with one another, we begin to share of the treasure that's inside of both of us. And so I'm carrying treasure to you and I'm laying it before the feet of the king.
Mm.
You're a king, Pastor Vernal. I am a king. Each person who's listening to this podcast is a king. And so in that place, there is a protocol and there's an honor as I come to you and I lay this treasure before you.
Mm.
And then there's the place where you come to me and you begin to lay your treasure, the words that Yahweh has spoken to you for me for that day. And you lay the treasure before me. And there's a protocol and there's an honor that goes with that exchange back and forth.
Wow.
Yeah, to me, that begins to open up the door of seeing, wow, how differently, you know, I don't even want to speak about the world the way that it could be.
Mm-hmm.
It's irrelevant. I want to speak what I know the world that Yahweh has said is and is right now as we begin to honor this place of honor and protocol. And the fact that we are a table of kings. We are a kingdom of kings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Yahweh himself is the king of kings.
Yeah.
But we have an authority. We have a place. So many times when you see a camel, you see a king maybe sitting on top of that camel, laden down with the treasures as he's carrying that treasures from one place to another, right? Mm-hmm. That pearl of great price, not only the pearl of the great treasure that he may be carrying with him, but also the great treasure of that king himself.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he is a treasure that far exceeds even the treasure that's laden on the camel itself. And that's each one of us. That's who Yahweh said we are, right? I mean, I'm not departing from scripture here. This is what the scripture says about us, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's in that place that we begin to see where, if you will, in a sense, Gimel runs back and forth, like I said, between the bait, the house, and Dalet, the door, the portal, the place of entry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from a Hebrew perspective, a lot of times what you may hear or what you may see is the place where Gimel runs to give to the poor or give alms to the poor. And so because the Hebrew word for poor is dal, dalet, it's the beginning part of the next letter, the dal. Mm-hmm. But Gimel has another side to it, all right? Because not only can we talk about a camel, but there's another Hebrew word called gamal, which is spelled with the same letters, just pronounced just a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, it's that place of when the Hebrew people, when the Jewish people would bring and give alms to the poor, there was a place of knowing, number one, Yahweh, are you instructing me to do this? Are you instructing me to give in this place? Because they want to give to someone who's going to then take that treasure and do something with it.
Mm.
What do you mean by that? Do something with it. Well, let's go back to the parable of the talents.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And how didn't the master come to the three servants and he gave one 5, he gave one 2, and he gave one 1 according to their ability?
Yeah.
All three of them made a choice.
Mm-hmm.
But the first one took that 5, did something with it, and had 5 more. And so when the master came back, he gave him those 10 talents. Same thing with the 2. The one who had 2 went and made 2 more. And and he brought the master back 4 talents when he came back.
Mm-hmm.
But the last one made a choice too. What did he do? He went off and buried it. And he said, I knew you were a cruel and harsh man, so I buried it so that it would at least you got your talent back when you came back.
Yeah.
And what did he say to that last servant?
Mm.
You know, basically depart from me, you wicked servant. Take the one that was given to this one and give it to the one who has 10, right? And you see, each one of them made a choice to do something with what was given to them.
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing goes true when we've got the Gimel running back and forth between the bait and the dal, giving of alms to the poor, because that there should be a choice and there should be a responsibility from the king in helping to raise that son up to become and realize, hey, do you realize you are a king? Do you realize you can do something with this? You can take this treasure and you can make it grow. You can make it. And now you are in a place where you become one who can then give. We shall be the borrower. I mean, we shall be the lender and not the borrower. Yeah. Look at the promises in Deuteronomy, right? Mm. And so, you know, you begin to see this beautiful expression of not only just the giving of the treasure, but also the growing and the maturing of the treasure as that treasure begins to grow in those who you give it to. Now, that's only one perspective, though, Pastor Earl. That's just one perspective. Mm. Because, see, you can see the same thing yet again when you talk about taking of, just like our meditation the other day. Again, it was so beautiful. Because in that meditation, we were talking about and looking at the heart itself and the heart of love, right? Yeah. And we're talking about the expression of love and how that connects and tapping into the love of Almighty Yahweh and letting that flow through us, right? And so if we think about that, then we were in the house, we were in that place of the heavenlies, if you will. We were ascending into that place. And we were taking in the love of Almighty Yahweh to do what with it? To pour it back out.
Wow.
Right? And so in that pouring back out, we are just like a gimel again, because we're taking it to the door and allowing that choice of that passage of the love of Almighty Yahweh to pass through us. I'm almost concerned about using the word channel, but yeah, as a conduit, as a heaven and earth connection to the earth, where we're pouring out the love of Yahweh to all those around us. So that's another beautiful perspective of Gimel. Wow. But Gamal, I started to say that just a few minutes ago, and I don't think I got to it. Yeah. Like I said, actually means to wean. Gamal means to wean.
To win.
Wean.
Wow. Wow.
Wean, like as in a mother from a child, you know, when a baby is first born, the mother's milk is all that child needs. But there comes a place when that child begins to mature and that child needs to have more than just the milk that's coming from the mother. They need to have some sustenance. They need to have some food. They need to be able to eat on their own, right? And be able to gain their nutrition and so on from their own eating and not necessarily from mother the whole time. And so there's a maturing process in that. And so Gimel Gamal, which is connected to Gimel, also talks about to wean. Kind of connected to that one I was just talking about a moment ago when you were giving to the poor. There's a weaning back of that as they begin to grow and begin to mature and take what Yahweh's already given them and begin to produce on their own. So those are just some really kind of basic connections to Gimel that I believe are great ways of looking at many different ways and how we express the love of Almighty Yahweh in us.
Wow.
But wait, there's more. All right. Because there's another part of Gimel that to me is absolutely beautiful. And that is this: the carrier of the seed contains the seed.
Wow.
Okay. In other words, the one who carries it is not only just carrying it, it's just not only laden down with them, but the very core of who they are is the seed itself.
Wow.
So the carrier of the seed contains the seed. Wow. If you will, let's go at it and look at it from a reproductive standpoint. All right. And that should be enough right there. I don't want to get any deeper than that. Yeah. If we look at it, the carrier of the seed contains the seed from the reproductive standpoint. And so there's a place of then the growth and how Yahweh has given us. See, one of the other ways that you can see Gimel is not only as a camel, it's also as a foot. It can also be seen as a foot.
Yeah.
And so when you look at a foot, you look at the place of a journey. You look at the place of a process. You know, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step, right? You've heard that one before. All these cliches that I keep throwing in here. But they actually fit, because in that place where we begin to step, we have, if you will, become the camel. You see, we are the camel.
Wow.
Now, how can you say where the carrier of the seed contains the seed?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you take the living letter itself and look at the way that it's shaped, the way that it's formed, you're going to see that it's made up of a vav, which is the sixth letter of the Hebrew aleph bet, and then a yud at the very bottom, and it's connected. Remember, the yud refers to a place of the seed, and the vav refers to the place of man. That means men, women, children, all of us as sons of Almighty Yahweh. It's not just men. We're talking about all of us. But you can see in the letter itself that the carrier of the seed contained the seed, because the yud is found in the vav itself. It's found in that connection. Well, what else does vav also represent? Well, it also represents a heaven and earth connection.
Yeah,
it represents that place of us being connected in the heavenlies with our feet on the earth, and we're bringing of the thing of heavenlies into the earth. Because Yahweh sees a vessel that he can use as a conduit. He sees a vessel and knows there's a vessel there that he knows and he trusts, because they realize that they are kings and they can establish on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when in Genesis 1, Yahweh spoke to Adam, and when he did, he said, I want you to take dominion. I want you to multiply. Mm-hmm. I want you to go forth. I want you to subdue, right? Mm-hmm. All of these dominion type of words, he spoke to them, spoke to Adam, and said, this is what now I want you to do. But Yahweh never rescinded those words even after the fall.
Mm-hmm.
All he did was he said, Adam, now you will toil for what you need to do. Mm-hmm. But he still never took away the dominion. He never took away the subdue. He never took away that place. Why? Because Yahweh had spoken us into creation to be the conduit, to be the vav, to be the connection between heaven and earth, and to declare and bring his kingdom onto the earth. You know, so many times we cry out, Yahweh, we want your kingdom manifested on the earth. We want to see your kingdom here on the earth.
Yeah.
Have we ever stopped to realize that we are the ones that are helping to bring that kingdom into the earth?
So true. Wow.
Didn't Paul talk about how we are, each one of us are a temple of Almighty Yahweh, but we are each lively stone being built together into the temple of Almighty Yahweh?
Yeah.
As we connect with one another, as we come together into the temple of Almighty Yahweh, we are building the temple of Almighty Yahweh here on the earth as we connect with one another. You see the expression, and we begin to realize that there's a gimel running back and forth between each one of that, because Paul goes on to talk about how each joint supplies. Every joint supplies to what the right. And so this is what we're talking about when we start talking about gimel.
Wow, this is amazing. Amazing. Wow.
Now, this was also the first letter, Pastor Vernal, when Yahweh began to show me about the place of being us being the treasuries, us being a depository, if you will, a infinite expanse where he has his treasures already inside of us. It started with Gimel. And there were two other letters, well, actually three other letters, that also went along with that. Mem and Nun, I began to see a connection between the same thing that Gimel will talk about. Matter of fact, Gimel is spelled Gimel, Mem, and Lamed.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So Mem talks about the waters. It talks about the place of sustenance. Think about a fish, right? And how a fish lives inside of water, and everything that fish needs is found in that water. It's oxygen. It's food. It's shelter. Everything is found inside of the ocean itself. Everything that it needs, right?
Yeah.
In him I live and move and have my being.
Wow. Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
And what are we living and moving and having our being in? Well, we're living and moving and having our being in the fullness of the treasuries of heaven as we swim around and we can see the depths of Yahweh's secrets, the depths of Yahweh's mystery. See, as a fish, I can swim in the shallows if I want to, but Yahweh has made us as fish, as sons, for us to be able to dive deep. And the deeper we go, the higher we ascend in him. The deeper and the more dark it becomes, the more the more mysteries and riddles and secrets that are hidden there that are brought to light, because the light inside of us begins to shine in those dark places, and we begin to see the riddles, the mysteries, and the secrets in that place. And then we pick them up and we take them back to the light. Apostle Aaron Smith here at Gates of Zion has talked about that for quite some time, bringing them out of the darkness and into the light.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's a beautiful expression of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't the only letter besides Gimel, Mem, and Nun.
Mm-hmm.
It was also Zadi. It's funny, I wanted to bring that up. Mm-hmm. I know I'm talking a little bit ahead of a couple of the other living letters, but let me make this a little bit, there we go. My apologies there.
Yeah.
But I want to show you this other living letter. There's the living letter Zadi.
Mm-hmm.
And now this particular letter also has what's known as a sophit, or a final letter.
Okay.
And so which means there's two different forms of this letter. The sophit, or the final letter, was brought about during the time of Ezra, when the people of Israel were in bondage to Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
And it was through this, these letters add an additional meaning to the original meaning of the letter. But these letters are only found at the end of a word,
mm-hmm.
of a Hebrew word. So like the Hebrew word eretz, which is talking about the earth,
mm-hmm.
its final form of that letter is what's known as a zadi final.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes that meaning and then completes it. So if zadi means righteous, and one mm-hmm. of them, one of the basic meanings of zadi is righteous, and righteous one, or righteous son,
mm-hmm.
Zadok priesthood. Zadok mm-hmm. Zadi is the root word of Zadok.
Mm-hmm.
Zadokim, which is the multiplicity of the righteous sons,
mm-hmm.
Or as the Zadik, which is a righteous one.
Mm-hmm.
All of these have the root word or the roots of Zadi in them.
Mm-hmm.
But Zadi final actually talks about and reflects a tree. Do you know how every tree, when the seed's planted into the ground, it begins to grow and it's got a single stalk? And
yeah.
then it bifurcates. It splits, right?
Yeah.
It splits up the two main sections of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you take a look at Zadi final, anytime you see the trees of righteousness
mm-hmm.
that the scripture's talking about, it's really referring to a Zadi final or Zadi sophit.
Wow.
Because this is a representation of a tree.
Mm.
So let's go back to Gilead now, where we talk about the seed and containing the seed.
Mm-hmm.
The outcome of that is this,
wow.
The mm-hmm. Zadi final, the right one, who stands with their roots deep down into the earth, grounded into the earth,
mm-hmm.
and they're standing up and they're spreading forth their branches and their leaves out, so where even the birds of the air can come in. And mm-hmm. remember, Faith talks about the mustard seed, and how that mustard seed is the greatest herb in all the garden, where even the birds of the air will come and rest in its branches.
Yeah.
Well, that's another connection into this as well.
Mm.
And so, funny, it was with Zadi that Yahweh showed me and confirmed to me about the treasure that's inside of us.
Mm.
And I think I'll wrap up this about Gimel with this, if that's okay with you. If you want more, I can give you more, but I don't want to go too long, because sometimes I can give too much. And I like to, Yahweh has been helping to teach me how to restrain a little bit,
mm-hmm.
only so that Holy Ghost can then come in and use the little bits of what's been said, because I'm not a teacher.
Okay.
Yahweh's given me an ability. I am a teacher, but mm-hmm. I don't like to see myself in the teacher in that perspective mm-hmm. because of Jeremiah 31. That you shall not teach one another and say, for know me, because you shall all know me, from the least to the greatest, mm-hmm. right? Because Holy Ghost is the one who's the teacher. I'm mm-hmm. just being the vessel that Yahweh and Holy Ghost is using right now to be able to express this. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to Zadi, one day I was in the secret place. So I was in the heavenlies, and I was walking with Yahweh, and suddenly he stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And when he did, he put his hand on my back, right about the place of my heart, mm-hmm. if you will, from the heart chakra. Okay? Mm-hmm. But right about the place of my heart, but it was on my back mm-hmm. is where he put his hand. And as he did, instead of it stopping on the outside of my back, his hand went into my back. Wow. And he began to grab a hold of my heart, and he began to pull.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Pastor Vernal, I'll be honest with you. There were, from the fleshly standpoint, even though I was in the heavenlies, I got a little offended because I thought, Yahweh, was there a heart of stone and that you're removing a heart of stone from me? Is mm-hmm. that what you're trying to show me, that I have a heart of stone and you're trying to remove that heart of stone?
Mm-hmm.
But Yahweh remained quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And he continued to pull. And as he did, there was a root left behind mm-hmm. inside of my heart.
Wow.
And then I thought, oh, wow. Okay. So maybe there's a root of bitterness that needs to be snipped. And Yahweh, you're trying to show me this root of bitterness that needs to be cut. And this is what I was thinking. I never said it, but mm-hmm. I was thinking it. Yahweh remained silent.
Oh.
And then he continued to pull. And when he did, suddenly the what he had pulled out of my heart popped open on my back. And mm-hmm. when it did, it looked just like a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, a backpack? What in the world is... Okay, Yahweh, now you've really got me here. What in the world is this? You've pulled this out of my heart. You still have it attached into my heart and the foundation of my heart. But yet now you're showing me this backpack on my back.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized almost initially that, wait a minute, that connection into my heart created the root and the foundation where that backpack could be held. And so there was nothing on my shoulders that was being carried by my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was being carried by my heart.
Mm.
And the heart of Almighty Yahweh in the place where I was with him in his heart. Wow. It was connected there. So it had no sorrow to it. There was no weight to it. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was as if I was carrying around, because when I asked him, I said, well, what is the backpack? He looked at me and he said this. He said, Daniel, everything that you are, everything mm-hmm. you've ever hoped to be, everything that I've ever promised you, every mm-hmm. word that's ever been spoken of you and about you from me, everything that you have ever needed from the past to the present to the future,
mm.
all of that has always been inside of you.
Wow.
Always been inside of you.
Wow.
You now have easy access to those things.
Mm.
All you have to do is to reach back and pull wow. from the Zadi backpack.
Wow.
But there were two things that instantly, that he never spoke, but that mm. instantly came over me. Because remember that honor and the protocol that we talked about mm-hmm. earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how in approaching a king, there's an honor and a protocol, you know, as I approach you and lay a gift before you, right?
Yeah.
And vice versa. I began to realize there were two things that were necessary before I could ever think about pulling anything from that Zadi back. I called it I didn't discover until probably about 2 or 3 days later mm-hmm. that it actually connected back to this letter, and I'll explain why. But I call it the Zadi backpack now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I'll explain why in just a minute. But there were two things that were necessary for me to draw from there, and mm-hmm. they were permission and choice.
Mm-hmm.
I had to ask Yahweh's permission. May I withdraw from these treasuries of heaven?
Mm-hmm.
I needed to have his permission. And then two, going back to the parable of the talents,
mm.
I had to have a choice. I had to make wow. a choice to do something with it. Just because I now had a hold of it
mm.
was only one part of it. It's mm. kind of like the gold dust and the jewels and so on. What do we do with that once Yahweh gives it to us?
Yeah.
Is there more besides just the fact that it shows up?
Mm-hmm.
Now, many times that could be just an expression, that more could be a confidence in Yahweh, knowing that I am standing in him. That is a treasure beyond anything.
Yeah.
That confidence of knowing that. So don't get me wrong when I say that it has to be something. Don't narrow mind that response, because it could be many things. But that I had to make the choice to do something with that. So in that, let me say that the gold dust or the diamonds or the jewels that show up bring me confidence. Now I have boldness to enter into the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Now I have this place of the confidence of standing. I know that I am with Yahweh, and Yahweh was with me. And I can stand in both humility and in honor as I carry the word of Yahweh out into the earth.
Wow.
Are you seeing it? Do you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah. Yeah.
The way that I began to see this through Zadi was I always looked at Zadi in one perspective, at least as far as the shape of the letter is concerned. So if you look at the shape of the letter, it looks like there's a man on his knees before Yahweh with his hands raised up like this.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's a beautiful expression, because the expression of a righteous son is one of the ways that you can see that is as an intercessor, or as one who is looking into the face of his father and becoming what he beholds.
Wow.
That Yahweh showed me about the Zadi backpack, he flipped the letter. I don't mean flipped it the way that it looked, keeping the letter in the same exact shape as it is, but except let me show you a difference. You see right here?
Yeah.
This is my face. And I'm leaning into a journey. You see, Zadi also has a perspective that talks about a journey like Gimel does. That's the reason I wanted to connect the two letters.
Yeah.
It talks about the journey of a righteous son. And so it looks as if there is a face forward towards the next letter, which is Kuf, which is pretty cool. And then you've got them on the road, on the journey of where they're going. But look what's coming out of the back. Right at the place of the heart.
Wow.
The Zadi backpack. You see that now?
Wow,
You just look at it from a different perspective, and suddenly now you see the Zadi backpack, and you see the face of a righteous son who's looking for the next letter, which is Kuv. All right? So,
wow.
To me, between those letters, the carrier of the seed contains the seed. You see what I'm talking about now?
Yeah.
The carrier of the seed, the one who's walking on the journey, has the fullness of what Yahweh has promised us from the very beginning. So then the question is this, what do we do with it?
Do with it.
What do we do with it? Where do we go with it?
Yeah.
Yahweh, what is your word to me? How do I take that which you've given me? Just like the parable of the sower. How do you take the parable of the talents.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the parable of the sower, too. Both of them work in that case.
Yeah.
But the parable of the talents is what I was thinking about. And take what you've given me. And Yahweh, allow me to teach me. Allow me to see what I need to do with these five talents so that I can give you back these five talents plus five more. Because see, to me, the currency of the kingdom is not in receiving. The currency of the kingdom is in giving.
Wow. This is amazing. Wow. It's so awesome. Wow. I think this is so awesome. And the way you put the whole living letters is completely in a different perspective altogether. So I really love the thing that you bring across. Through this living letters, the heart of the Father, heart of the Yahweh, and and our connection with Him. This is so awesome. This is awesome. Would you like to share any encounter or an experience with Gimel that you had?
Well, for encounter, yes. I mean, the Gimel specifically really had to do with that Zadi that I just told you about. And that was really an encounter, the one that I just told you about.
Wow.
Because I began to see how Gimel, Zadi, Mem, and Nun work together when Yahweh then showed me that the seed was already inside of me. His treasuries were already inside of me. And it was, and you know, because there's a little bit more to this. So let me go back and let me answer your question from a slightly different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first time that Yahweh took me into the secret place, he took me into darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't see the nose at the end of my face because it was so dark. And it was through that that I began to feel this slight breeze
mm-hmm.
that was blowing against my skin. And I leaned in just a little bit to that breeze. And suddenly that breeze began to blow much harder.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about that time that I looked inside of my heart and or looked down at my chest because I started to notice that there was like an ember that was growing inside of my chest and it was beginning to catch fire.
Wow.
Now, I'll be honest with you, that was one of the first times that I was like, but Yahweh, I thought I was already on fire for you. And so I almost got offended again, you know, because I don't understand. Is this a new fire? Is there something? Anyway, that's just me, but I want to be very transparent when it comes to my encounters because it's what I thought in that place. But Yahweh remains silent, just like he usually does when he has more to show me. And if I'll just wait just a minute, he'll show me the rest of it. And so sure enough, that fire began to grow and it began to fill my chest. It began to fill my head and my legs and my feet and my arms. Mm-hmm. And it was a fire that was burning ravagely inside of me, but mm-hmm. it was still contained within my skin itself. In other words, the flames didn't come outside of me. They were all on the inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
But as I did, and as this began to happen, of course, I was just, the place that Yahweh was taking me was a place of knowing that this was something that he was doing. And I just needed to rest and allow him to allow this fire to permeate every cell of my body. And I began to focus on my body and watching it as the fire itself began to burn in every different part of my body from my head to the bottom of my feet.
Mm.
But then I looked around and I started looking around. And as I did, I started noticing these little sparkles that were, and one sparkle in particular at first was off to my right hand side. And so I heard Yahweh say, or I felt a drawing towards going over to seeing what that little sparkle was. And when I did, I stepped down or stepped over to it. I knelt down and I picked up this beautiful sapphire stone. It was absolutely, it was huge. It was probably about a big round of as this. And it was a beautifully cut sapphire stone, similar to this, except maybe a little bit bigger.
Mm.
Right. And it was solid and the most bluest blue that you could ever see.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked it up, and the first thing that I did was Yahweh, wow, thank mm-hmm. you so much, but sir, this belongs to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to give it back to Yahweh because he was showing me a treasure mm-hmm. in the secret place. And I said, this belongs to you, sir. And he mm-hmm. looked back at me and he said, no, it belongs to you.
Wow.
He said, as a matter of fact, look again.
Mm.
And so I did, and suddenly now I saw sparkles everywhere.
Wow.
And the only way that I could see the sparkles was because of the light of Yahweh inside of me that was shining through me to allow me to see those sparkles in the darkness.
Right? Wow.
And so I started, he had me over literally a period of about 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks, where I would, any time that I had an opportunity to think about this, I would stop, I would go back to that place, I would pick up more sapphire stones, because he told me, I said, I want you to build something with those sapphire stones. So I did. I would go back every day and I would lay them in the pattern that he had showed me to lay out in that darkness.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so over the next 3 or 4 weeks, every day, that structure began to take form to its final sapphire stone. And I set the final sapphire stone on top.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest with you, Pastor Vernal, what I began to realize was this was my first introduction really into meditating. Mm-hmm. And I didn't call it that, mm-hmm. but that's exactly what was going on. I was taking a time to focus on something that Yahweh was asking me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that mm-hmm. alone helped to help me realize mm-hmm. that the very next thing that happened, because after I finished the Sapphire Stone, or this sapphire building. Mm-hmm. I began to walk. This was the first time I had walked since I'd been in the secret place. I might have been flying the time before that. I don't know. But this was the first time, because I started to feel the crunch of sand beneath my feet and what felt like a desert. And I was like, oh, Yahweh, please, I don't want to go back to the desert. I do not want to go back to the desert. But it felt like I was walking in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, and I did actually say this, Yahweh, I don't want to be in the desert. And all I heard him say was, look, open your eyes.
Mm.
Open my eyes. I thought my eyes had been open, Yahweh. And so I just got quiet. At least that's what I thought. Haven't my eyes been open? So I opened my eyes and suddenly I saw this beautiful green pasture. And it was a sloping pasture that went down into a slight valley. And there was a huge mountain over on the left-hand side. Later on, I discovered that structure that I had built in the darkness was on the right-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I saw the sapphire building, the sapphire structure that he had me build on the right-hand side of that, and the two were joining together. But as I was looking at this, I was like, Yahweh, I'm sitting here looking at this beautiful green pasture, but yet the what I'm feeling underneath my feet is sand and warmth, like I'm in the desert. The two aren't jiving. How is it that I'm feeling this, but yet seeing this? And how often does that happen? When we see Yahweh say something, but yet in our bodies we feel something completely different, and we think, but wait a minute, this feels like wrong, this feels like it's bad, this feels like it's a tough situation, and yet at the same time we're seeing the beauty of Almighty Yahweh, and the two didn't connect.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard him say this, just breathe.
Mm.
So I did. I took a deep breath in, and I blew out. The moment that I did, suddenly my next step was on the grass. I could feel the softness of that beautiful plush green grass that I was walking on. Well, we walked on. Yahweh and I walked on for just a short little bit. We were talking, but we did not actually speak, with our mouths. But there was this heart-to-heart conversation going on.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I knew that I was about ready to have to go to work. And I was looking at my watch thinking, oh, man, I got to get to work. So I looked, I turned to Yahweh and I said this. I said, Yahweh, I thought this as I was compiling this together. I thought this. Mm-hmm. Yahweh, I tell you what, if you will tell me, I'll call in sick for the afternoon and you and I can just spend the rest of the afternoon together because I don't want to leave this place and I'll forego getting paid from work to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what came out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I thought, but it's not what came out of my mouth. Instead, what came out of my mouth when I did ask him, and I asked him from my mouth, it was, Yahweh, I never, ever want to leave this place.
Wow.
And he looked at me and he said, well, you don't have to, because this place is inside of you.
Wow.
And well, I knew from that moment on, I never had to leave the secret place.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started showing me about the treasures of the secret place.
Wow.
And then I carried that secret place with me wherever I go. The wow. Zadi, where it's the backpack where I can withdraw from any time. Mm-hmm. The fish where I live in the waters and I have his breath and I have his treasures and I have everything that I need to be able to even get me from one place to another. Mm-hmm. Think about it. I mean, when you start talking about trans relocation or even some of the other things, that we see this place if getting into the flow of Almighty Yahweh, and with the flows that are in the ocean, a fish can get from one place to another quickly because the flow of the ocean carries them instantly from one place to another.
Yeah.
You know, we can make analogies of this all over the place and see how they are such a beautiful connection with all of it. And so that to me is another perspective of Gimel because I began to realize what was inside of me. And that was the secret place of Almighty Yahweh.
Wow.
And you know what? You asked me one other thing earlier, and you said, talk about the current alignment that's happening on December 21st.
Yes.
And I think this is a beautiful place to kind of bring this to. Now,
please.
This is from a good friend of mine, Christopher Carter. Mm-hmm. And so this is his revelation, but Yahweh has given us it's Yahweh's revelation, but I agree with this revelation of Chris. And that is this, that when you look at Saturn, Saturn is kind of a planet that deals with time. You know, Saturday or Saturn Day is from Saturn itself. So Saturn deals with time. Jupiter has always been known as the king planet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so many people are calling this the Bethlehem star, but this is not the Bethlehem star. All right. It is not the same thing that happened when Yeshua was born on the earth, although this is going to be a great light that's going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the two, if that's the case, then what are these two planets coming into alignment and creating a greater light actually mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's time, Saturn, for us to rise as kings, Jupiter.
Wow.
And it's the alignment of the two coming together. It's time for us to rise up as kings. You know, the reason why I wanted to say this about Gimel and the reason why I knew that this connection with what you said was going to be so perfect is one of the first things that we need to realize and that we are beginning to realize that is that we are kings and we have a kingdom and Yahweh's already given us a treasury.
Mm.
And so now as we operate as those kings in the earth, we're carrying that treasure into the earth. We're establishing it into the earth. His mm-hmm. kingdom, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're bringing that will, his will into the earth, and we're establishing his kingdom on the earth because we realize who we are as kings and sons and heirs and priests.
Wow.
It's time for the kings to rise up.
This is so awesome. You know, a few days back, a prophet, God told a prophet friend of mine to visit me. So he came, he flew down just to visit me. And I was discussing to him that this is going to be a season of awakening. And I was discussing and telling about, on 21st, there's the stars, they're going to come together. This kind of phenomena is going to take place. This friend of mine said, last night I was praying, and as I was praying, the Lord showed me a huge star just above you. And I'm so shocked, because this guy didn't know anything about this phenomena. He said, I'm so shocked that, God is revealing it to me now, he really showed me in a vision. And now I realize through you that God is conveying a message to me and to everyone that it's time to rise up and awaken ourselves as kings. It's time, because I believe it's a season of awakening to realize that we are kings, to come in authority and start ruling and reigning as kings. This is so amazing. Thank you so much for that revelation. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. And wow. This whole time has been such a fruitful time. And I really want to thank you and your wife who's been there supporting this whole podcast with you. Thank you so much. And you are a treasure to the body of Christ, I must say. Both of you are treasure to the body of Christ. And honestly, you are bringing such a beautiful thing about the Hebrew living letters to, this side. I know in India, we are not much focused on the Hebrew living letters and all that stuff. And I'm seeing now that this knowledge is increasing and people are engaging, and thank you so much for releasing such revelations, and I believe it's just going all around the world, and people are going to benefit through these revelations that you're bringing in. Before we wind up, just a small question to you on how a person practically can engage with a Hebrew living letter like Gimel. Just a quick one.
That's a really good question. And the truth is that this is the way that Yahweh has had me to talk about this. And I can say it fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And that is this. That when Yahweh first began to show me the living letters, he began to show me in the place where I began to see them in everything that I do. The living letters from Genesis 1:1 that I believe that Elohim created, the first thing he created was the living letters. Language had to be spoken first and created first before Hashemayim et Eretz could then be formed, through the heavens and the earth could then be formed. So it's in that place that no matter where I go, no matter where I see, that I can begin to see the letters. So the practical application is this. Yahweh has told me that he is very, very jealous about the way that he shows each one of us the living letters. And what I mean by that is that each letter has a different person, not necessarily different personality, but a different perspective of their personality that he shows to each one of us. So Yahweh has given me, and you've seen the treasure that Yahweh has given me with Gimel, but you, Pastor Vernal, are going to have a treasure that Yahweh's going to show you about Gimel, and that Gimel, that revelation needs to be shared. Yeah. So the best way that I can tell you to engage with them is, number one, listen to Holy Ghost. He is the great teacher. He is the one that will lead you and guide you into that place of the understanding. Looking at the letters and what it means, and then saying, don't think that it has to be tied to just the definition of a word or just the revelation of Yahweh's word. Look in your life. Look in your everyday life and see if you can see where Gimel begins to show himself. I could get into a taxi cab in Mumbai, if you will. Never been to Mumbai, but I could get into a taxi cab in Mumbai, and yet there's the taxi cab becomes a camel in the transporting of a treasure from one place to another. It could be as simple as an animal that's about ready to give birth to a child or something like that, because you knew there was a process of bringing that, you know. You can look, there's just so many different, the seed itself, you know, you look at seeds and you can see, think about the process of the seeds when it's planted in the earth and how the shell busts open and life springs forth out of that. But what springs forth out of it is so different from what you put into the ground, because the seed and the fruit and the flower is so different from the two of you, you know? So that's the way that I think the best way to engage. At least that's what I feel like Yahweh is saying for us right now. I don't want to tie it to a specific thing or a specific process. I want you to go to Holy Ghost and allow Holy Ghost to reveal to you. But don't be afraid to look beyond. Don't be afraid to look at just what's in front of you. Look past it. Look to see even maybe what's not there. You know, you can see a seed in front of you, but what you don't see in front of you is the plant once it's begun to grow. So look beyond in what that seed can do, and Yahweh will begin to reveal to you Gimel.
Wow, this is awesome.
So that's one of many.
Precious, this is awesome and so good. Thank you so much. And thank you once again, you know, this time and for sharing. You know, there is a special connection between you and me now.
Agreed.
And yes, we continue. I'm sure we're going to have more podcasts with you in future.
Be honored.
And thank you so much. Before we really take this off, could you just share with our viewers how can they connect with you? One thing I can share with the viewers is, Pastor Daniel has a lot of every day, almost every day, he and his wife has something called as Hebrew Declaration on a podcast called as Anchor. And it's almost every day. You can just listen to it every day in the morning, and surely you are just going to be blessed by it. So I will share the link of that podcast in my description below. Please subscribe to it. Watch it every day. It's amazing, guys. I personally listen to this Hebrew Declarations every day. And so how are you available for some some courses are available? Do you have a website? Could you share those details with our viewers? Yeah.
I can, and I'll give them to you after we get done with this so you can place them how you need to. Let me start off with those daily Hebrew declarations, because that really began from her. She writes these. She gets up every single night. Now, without fail, I may not do the podcast every day because of work and other things, because I work a full-time job as well. But she, every single night, she'll put together the daily Hebrew declaration for the next day without fail, every single day. So we put those and we post those on the Daily Hebrew Declarations group in Facebook. So you can always go there. Yes. Even if I don't do a podcast, you'll see her declaration on there. Mm-hmm. So I want to honor her in this place. And many times I also give her a chance to speak, but this didn't happen today, but I apologize, honey, but I want to give her honor in this place of what she does, because they're beautiful and they're straight from the heart of the Father. Then I take those and hear what Yahweh is saying to me. And then that's when the podcasts come out. So that's one of the ways that you can reach out to us. Sure. Starting next year, we're going to, we've been doing going for the last 2 years. We're just on a break right now. Mm-hmm. We're going to be starting back up the Living Letter Mentor Series.
Okay.
Now, the Living Letter Mentor Series, we're going to be doing it next year in a time frame where it's going to be friendly for India. Pastor Sugi and Ruth have agreed to help me to kind of facilitate. Pastor Vernal, I'll talk to you about that a little bit later, because I need some mentors for the folks in those areas to be a part of the group. And so the mentor series is an 8-week course where we dive into all of the living letters over that 8-week period. It's going to have some videos that are going to be a part of them, where you can watch the videos before we go into the meeting. And then once a week during those 8 weeks, we'll get together. And that meeting time is an engagement time. You see, the living letters and my expression of the living letters is only one part. Mm-hmm. You remember what I just got done telling you and how important it is that we each share of that treasure? So the engagement meetings are the time where we get to do just that, and we get to share what Yahweh has shown us about those letters. And so that will start probably towards the end of January, 1st of February-ish. And then we also have the School of the Living Letters. The School of the Living Letters is a 30-week course that's spread up into four quarters over a year. Starts in January, will probably end sometime in October, early November. But it's not consecutive. It's broken up, you know, because we take breaks in between. Mm-hmm. But the 30-week course is really awesome because we dive into a single living letter per night, kind of like we did today. I was only focused on one living letter instead of three. Which is usually what I do with the mentor series. Mm-hmm. Now that will be based on a U.S. time, because that's going to be kind of a place where I'm going to be a part of that the whole time. Yeah. The mentor series, I'm going to be a part of as much as I can, but that's why I need mentors to assist me from different areas, because I want to be able to do friendly times that are friendly to both, you know, Indonesia, Malaysia, and also India at the same time. So, those two are available. If you go to the Daily Hebrew Declarations group in Facebook, that is where I release everything from there. Okay. We have a website called simzum.life, T-Z-I-M-T-Z-U-M .life. There is no .com. It's .life. And that's our website that you can see a lot of things that are going on. I do have a YouTube, but I haven't posted to it in a while. So I've got to post it. As a matter of fact, I'll probably post this on mine too, or get a copy of it and post. No, I can't post it on mine, but I can definitely post it through my group. We also have that, and then we also have Patreon. And Patreon are partners that partner together with us and will help us to kind of continue on with what Yahweh has been calling us to do. As you well know, ministry sometimes requires a lot. We give a lot on our own, but having partners to kind of join with us has helped tremendously in being able to allow us to do even more. Hence the reason why when Yahweh told us this past year to expand and to break up the mentor series into three major groups, the U.S. and Canada, Africa and Europe, mm-hmm. and then Asia, including Asia. India, that I knew Yahweh would work things out so that we would have things set up to be able to split it up into three separate time zones and be able to run them together like that. So those are a couple of different places that you can reach out and find us. The biggest one being Facebook, because the Daily Hebrew Declarations group is the big one we use.
Awesome. We'll share all the links. I think we'll share all the links on the description below of this video. Guys, please check those things up. And you have written some books apart from Friends of Eber?
I've got one small book that I personally have written. I've got a couple more that I'm currently working on. Okay. And so those haven't come out yet. The one book, the one small book that I've written is available on Amazon. It's very, very inexpensive. Mm-hmm. And it's called Ego's Puzzle.
Okay.
Ego's Puzzle. I know that sounds like a very, very odd, strange name, but you just have to go with me on that. Ego's Puzzle. And it's really, if you want to know a little bit about some of the descriptions behind some of the encounters that I had with Yahweh. I don't like even calling them encounters, because encounters happen and then stop. I'm talking about that place of being in the sacred place. And so the Ego's Puzzle is kind of an early description of a lot of those times when I was in the secret place. And Yahweh gave me an ability to put them in an allegory form and to talk about it in that allegory form. It's a really deep, small book, but it's power packed. So don't just read it on the surface. You're going to have to go deep into it. And if you do, that one little tiny book really has a billion pages in it. It doesn't. It's only got about 30, but it has a billion pages in the revelation if you can look past just the upper part of that. So that book, I've got a friend of mine that's a part of our group, Michael Zindahl, and he wrote a book because Yahweh gave him a revelation during one of our classes one time. That called about David's star, about the Magog David, or the Star of David, right? And it's funny that the mystic group was talking about that today. And I started to say something, but I thought, well, no, maybe I need to hold on and speak with you first and then release as Yahweh says to release, because that's not my group, that's your group, and I want to be honorable.
No. I think you should be very free on that group to, you know, to speak up.
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, again, it's honor. So it's protocol. I need to come to you and ask you first before I do. So thank you. But what Yahweh showed him was that there was a secret hidden inside of the Star of David. You know, we know that the Hebrew letters can be found inside of the Star of David. That's an ancient, that's been around for many, many, many years. Mm-hmm. But did you realize that when you put together the Star of David with those living letters, there's a portion of the Star of David that's missing?
Mm-hmm.
That if you try to fill it in, there's one little portion that's missing in the Star of David.
Okay.
He found the secret as to why that one little spot is missing. Okay. And he shows what fills in that one last little spot. The name of the book is called God's Letters and David's Stars. Mm-hmm. And David's Star. And it's on Amazon as well, written by Michael Zindahl. Zyndoll. Zyndal. I think that's right.
Mm.
So those are the books we have right now.
That's amazing. Wow. We're going to put all these links in the description of this video. And people who are watching us and who are not part, I personally am leading a group called as Mystical Tribe. Kind of a lot of meditations that we do early in the morning, 4:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. If people all over the world are joining in for this meditations, and Pastor Daniel is part of it. So people have questions, people have discussions too. They ask things. And we are a community to help each other in that group. And you want to grow spiritually, you want to walk a mystical way of life, Christian mystical way of life, join into our group. You will be surely having a community support to help you, also to pray for you and for your needs. So the description or the detail of that group will be in the description of this YouTube video also. And that's all I think I have to say. And thank you once again. Really, I want to honor you, Pastor, and your wife. I just want to honor both of you, for you are so precious and a treasure for the kingdom and for the body of Christ. So real honor, and my heart goes out to you. Thank you so much. Guys, please, if you can connect, if you want to learn more, if you want to be part of what Pastor Daniel is doing, and also the Patreon, please go ahead and be part of it. Bless you guys. Thank you so much. And thank you, Pastor, once again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for watching this video. And I want to also give a shout out and a real thanks to Pastor Sugi and Jen.
Yes.
Who got us connected.
Yes.
Thank you so much. You bless you guys. See you soon for our next video. Bye.